Welcome to the Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Today's verse is Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. The book of Ephesians is a great study. There's so much depth when it comes to reading God's Word, you can't help but find something new in each passage. Today's passage reminds us how we are to live. We are not supposed to live like the rest of the world, but instead we are supposed to be living the way that is honoring to God. Starting at verse 17, Paul is contrasting the different ways of living. We can live to indulge ourselves, that's verse 19, or we can live in the truth of Christ. He reminds us that we are a new self with a new attitude, verse 23, and we are created to be like God in righteousness and holiness, verse 24. That's a lot to live up to, but Paul is good about bringing the Bible into practical ways of thinking. As we continue this chapter, he reminds us how we are to use our words. He tells us not to lie and to be careful when we get angry. Then he tells us not to steal, but to work with our own hands so that we may have something to share with those in need. That's verse 28. He brings us back to the purpose of our business. We are to help those in need. We may be providing services and products to those who have needs, but we are also to reach out to those who need help beyond our business. Look at what Paul does here. He reminds us how our words tell what's going on inside of us. He encourages us to use words to build others up according to their needs. That's verse 29. If I didn't know better, I would think Paul was talking about how we should treat our customers. We should care about their needs. Paul wants us to live holy and righteous. He wants us to look out for others, and it all starts with how we use words. It's practical advice because you can easily tell what people need and what issues they have by simply listening. We must tune our brains to actively listen to the needs of others. We live in a fallen world that tries to beat us down. One kind word can make a huge difference in a life if we take time to use our words properly. Learn to love others and build them up, and our world will begin to look much better. I love how Paul wraps up this passage. He moves from words to attitudes. He warns us about holding grudges, being bitter, rage, and even slander. He wants us to line up our hearts with God's holiness and use our words to show His love to the world around us. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. Thanks for listening to Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.